Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 25th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the previous whole week. Sorry I missed out on Wednesday. In around 5 minutes. So the FA have finally decided that goal line technology is good for the Premier League. Sepp Blatter and FIFA are not going down that route. There's a surprise because that would mean you'd have to stop being a blinkered and abusive old man. Yes. The EU has ruled that ISPs cannot be forced to implement indiscriminate monitoring and filtering of users' traffic. In the European Court, Belgian music company Sabam wanted ISPs to stop and monitor all peer-to-peer traffic that may contain copy-infringing materials, and they were told that they had to block it. And the government backed them, and the European Union said, no, you can't do that. So the ISP filtering bills that are going to go through here in the UK, well, guess what? You may be able to told to shove them up your backside. If you're also an ISP in the UK, think very carefully, because this ruling would mean that if you're going to snoop traffic, you'd better make sure it's the person who's paying the bill that's doing it, otherwise they don't tell you to get stuffed. Black Friday is here, and the beautiful thing about Black Friday in the US is that it also comes to the UK periodically. If you're buying stuff online, especially software, Black Friday deals have expanded this year and you've got loads of stuff you can get. And also, thanks to Apple, Black Friday's hit these shores. If you want a special deal today, get yourself down to your local Apple store. You can get £31 off an iPad, £81 off a MacBook Air, £15 off an iPod Touch, £11 off an iPad Nano, which is the same as last year, I think, and a MacBook Pro is going to be down £81, and also an iMac is going to be down £81. Really good. Thanks very much. If you're in the States, there's a ton of deals out there. PS3 and Kinect have got a ton of stuff going off at Best Buy and Walmart, and also there's phones out there as well. Coles have also got something on, but I don't know what Coles make. They're white products or something? Apparently they're pretty good too. Amazon's also got some deals on games. You can get Assassin's Creed Revelations for $35, Batman Arkham City, Battlefield 3, Gears of War 3, Killzone 3, and Madden NFL 12 are all available for just $28. And you can get an Xbox 360 with a Kinect for $199. Spotify's crossed 2.5 million subscribers. That's thanks to its tie-in with Facebook. All those extra people out there have been going to Spotify and realising they have to pay up for an account, though, unfortunately. You get great music, you get fun stuff, and don't forget Spotify.com, which is the best way of using your Spotify account. Google has said goodbye to Wave. I'm going to do the obvious thing here and say Wave goodbye to Wave, but in January 2012, things will start to wind down, and by April 2012, your account login won't work anyway. I think Wave is a little bit of a ghost town. My favourite pizzas, Domino's, have got fantastic web applications that allow you to design your pizza and get it delivered straight away. Well, now they've got an iPad application as well. It's called Pizza Hero, and I'm going to go and get it. I hope it works in the UK. I really hope it works in the UK. What you do is you take all the ingredients off some pots on the top and you sprinkle it all over your pizza and dab it on, and there you go. When your pizza's done, you put it in the oven, and if you've paid by PayPal, they deliver it to you. Oh, man. I might be eating pizza this weekend. There's a modular USB design concept out there which looks rather interesting. Designer Hyunsu Song has proposed that you take four of the little things and link them in series. What that gives you the ability to do is see four separate drives with four separate bits of data on them, or you could raid them all together for one big drive, but then you might as well have gone down to Costco and got the bigger one that's probably going to be about an eighth of the price. Lenovo have created the Q180 HTPC and released it. It's one of those little ultrabook things, and it's pretty powerful. It's got 4GB of RAM, it's got a 2.13 Intel Atom Core processor, and it's got some good graphics. It's there to give you your media instantly up to your television. It's only $349, which is fantastic, but what is nice is the remote control that comes with it. It looks really, really functional. It's not the prettiest of things, but you can just imagine yourself sitting cradling it with your thumbs doing all the work. Very good indeed. And finally, have you played Test Drive? I love Test Drive. I've got Test Drive and I've driven everywhere and I love it. And there's a new version coming out in 2012 sponsored by Ferrari. So you can do your Test Drive around your island, and there's going to be tracks on there and things like that, and you can drive Formula One Ferraris as well as. And it's supposed to be a pretty realistic experience from the people that have seen it. Oh, might have to get that then. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com, or you follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again with the Mac Show this afternoon and the photo show as well. And don't forget, Bagel Tech Nonsense is on tomorrow night at 9:30 on the live channel. Second episode and a good lineup for tomorrow. I'm not in it. And then we'll be back on Monday with the Daily Show. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.